St. Paul and the Broken Bones auf Flux FM mit Call Me. Heute Abend spielt die Soul-Kapelle aus dem Süden der USA im Postbahnhof und jetzt sind sie erstmal bei mir und wir quatschen über das Debütalbum Half the City. Wir reden über den Einfluss der Kirche auf Sänger Paul Janeway. Wir reden über Gospelchöre, eine abgebrochene Ausbildung zum Priester. Wir sprechen über die Alabama Music Scene, zu der ja auch Alabama Shakes gehören. Finden raus, warum das Soul-Genre seit einigen Jahren wieder so heiß geliebt wird und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zwei der sechsköpfigen Kapelle sind jetzt bei mir im Studio und zwar Paul Janeway und Jesse Phillips. Hello and welcome.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, easy. It's nice that you're here. How are you doing? Where are you coming from today?
I think we're coming from Cologne, Germany.
All right. How was that? Did you play a show there yesterday?
Yeah, we played a show there last night, and it was a ton of fun. We you know, it was our first show playing in the country of Germany.
All right.
And so we didn't know exactly what was going to happen.
how did people in Cologne react to your music?
They were getting into it. I saw some dancing, some clapping. It was fun.
Okay, cool. So that's what one's looking for, actually, right? Some dancing and some clapping.
I mean, that's all you can ask for is when you're doing what we do.
Yeah. And how did you like it, Jesse?
It was great. You know, we don't get to play really small places in the States anymore, and it was very small.
Yeah.
It was a good time, tight and sweaty. And,
That's what I get from many bands who are like super popular in Denmark or something, where they play venues with thousands, 10,000 of people in them, and then they got to play here in front of like 400 to 500. And most of the bands, not every band, but most of the bands really enjoy that, like being on an intimate stage again. Do you like playing
I like it a lot, to be honest. I you know, that when you can play a club. Well, you know, and you can see everybody's faces, sure. and you know, you can grab them by the shirt collar, or you can get right, you can sweat on them. That's really where I feel at home.
Yeah, and you seem to be a performer that uses all of his energy during a live show.
As I tell people, I've only got one speed, and it's just all out.
And that's full speed.
Yeah, it's full speed. And that's it.
190%.
Yeah, and I definitely am pretty exhausted after shows.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a cool thing. That's your job, man. Be exhausted after a show. It's part of the job description, I would
right.
say. For a real good singer and frontman. Those lazy asses just standing around the microphone.
Paul's no diva. No, he's the sweatiest, dirtiest, most exhausted one of all of us. Yeah, we all work hard, but...
I love that. No, I really read about a transformation you're undergoing while on stage, becoming St. Paul, actually. You're entering stage as Paul Janeway. And then something magical happens, including gods of all sorts. And then you're St. Paul all of a sudden.
There's definitely a switch that goes off the moment I step on stage. It's time to get down with it, you know. It's kind of the way it goes. So, a lot of work, a lot of sweat.
It all comes from the white shoes that he puts on.
Yeah, and then there's got to be advantages to schizophrenic illnesses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it runs in my family, so there you go.
Congratulations, and again, on your debut LP, Half the City, which has been produced by Ben Tanner. I only found out today. He's a member of the live band of Alabama Shakes, right?
That's correct.
How did you meet with this guy? He's just a friend of yours. How did you decide to work with this guy?
Bro and our guitar player is from Muscle Shoals, and Ben Tanner's from Muscle Shoals, and so they've been buddies for a long time, and that's how we hooked up with them. Broen brought the idea to us, and we said, yeah, we like Ben. Hell yeah, we'll do it with him.
Okay, cool.
And that's how it happened.
Cool. And it was more a vibe decision or more a technical decision?
We make most of our decisions just based on our how we feel in our gut.
Yeah,
and,
good,
you know, especially getting started with somebody like Ben, who you're very comfortable around,
Who
knows what you do, who's just going to let you do what you do, rather than putting a lot of pressure on you to make something sound a certain way. I mean, he was very accommodating in the studio, so it was a low-pressure situation.
Yeah, and I think too many bands forget about the vibe, the importance of a vibe within a band, within the crew of the band. It might be more important than to have the most prolific saxophone player or something.
Chemistry is absolutely the most important thing.
I think especially with soul music.
Yeah. And that's what I want to talk about you right now, because none of you had been trained in writing soul music, right? You were actually thinking about what can we do surrounding, which genre will surround Paul's voice in the right way. That was like the basic, the initial thought, right? How can we make music
that was absolutely the case. Just build the songs around what he already does really well.
And when did you realize that it's gonna be or gotta be soul music?
You know, we were probably maybe two or three songs deep in the initial writing process for the band when we sort of realized that was the direction everything was cool. headed in. Uh-huh. And Paul said, we got to get a horn section. And, you know, once that happened, it was just kind of like a light bulb went off. We're like, of course, this is what we've been trying to do the whole time.
But the funny thing about the horn section is that you had to wait for them to finish college or something. Is that true?
Yeah, we could only go out on very short little tours on the weekends because, they're young and they were still in college. And as soon as they graduated, we pushed them in the van and
we put their ass to work.
Now you stop studying, you lazy student.
Yeah.
Jump on the bus and play the horns.
Exactly. That's what I did.
That's how it's got to be done. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song. St. Paul and the Broken Bones hier nochmal mit Half the City. Im Anschluss quatschen wir ein bisschen weiter. Und ich verlose Tickets für die Show heute Abend. Yes, St. Paul and the Broken Bones nochmal mit Half the City auf Lux FM. Heute Abend spielen sie im Postbahnhof. Und Paul, der Sänger der Kapelle, der zu St. Paul wird während des Konzertes, er steht immer noch bei mir, genauso wie Jesse Phillips aus der Band. Now let's get back to the soul music thing and that you guys wanted to make a music that fits Paul's voice perfectly. None of you were trained in soul music, but the most important thing about soul music is just like to put as much soul into it as you have, right? So everybody can make soul music because you just have to be able to put your soul into it.
I think that's true. I think that's kind of where it all comes down, is where you're wanting to just put every ounce of whatever you got in you. I mean, that's what I do when I sing, like every kind of bad, good, and in between, I kind of just release it out of my vocal cords, and it just kind of makes my body move. So you just can't help but move. But yeah, I think that's the case.
Yeah, that's cool. I've read that all the band members kind of composed stuff for the record, and that was because you actually didn't have the time to pick one to finish the compositions. But will you work like that again? Is St. Paul and the Broken Bones a jamming band that finds its sound through playing with each other? Or is there going to be more of like a boss department for the next record?
I think you try to come at it from all sorts of angles. And if it's just me and Jesse sitting down in a living room, or if it's us getting together and hashing out parts and figuring that out, I mean, I think we're gonna probably do a little bit of both and see which one produces the best songs, and then it didn't work too terribly bad last time.
I think it'll be good. I don't think so. And will you work with Ben again, maybe, because that seems to be nice cooperation.
Kind of. I mean, it's definitely one of those things we've thought about. He's great at what he does. He's also busy as hell too. With doing that Shakes thing.
Oh, they're about to put out another record soon, I think.
Yeah, okay,
so they'll be on the road a lot more.
Okay, cool. Wow, that's the disadvantage of getting somebody into the studio.
Exactly.
Who's busy with another band as well.
Well, that's actually why we had to write the record so quickly.
It's
because he was like, look, I got this window in January. Yeah. And he's like, we had a month to write the record, so that's basically, and the reason why is because he had to go out back on tour.
Yeah.
So we wrote the record in a month.
And that's how you make diamonds. You put coal under pressure. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I think there's something to that.
Yeah, I do.
And I really think that maybe the quality of the record is as high as it is because you guys were under a lot of positive pressure, though. It was not like negative pressure, like your last record didn't sell. You got to make a better one this time. But the pressure was, you got to be done composing in like 10 to 15 days, and we only have this and that time window to record the whole thing. So I think it helped.
Yeah, I mean, we're still writing horn parts in the studio and finishing arrangements. It's time to record a song. Oh, we better finish that part of the song.
Yeah, I was literally like, I had lyrics in my, I was still writing lyrics to songs at that point in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but somebody just told me that he uses that as a trick. He enters the studio and starts writing the lyrics kind of like a minute before he enters the cabin, and that's how he gets to his subconscious, the topics that are in his subconscious part of. I don't even know. I don't want to talk you into not writing lyrics. That would be so bad.
I'm going to be singing some awful stuff here.
Jesse's going to be like, the motherfucker at the radio station. He told him not to write lyrics.
That guy in Berlin messed us all up.
So, man, I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and for the rest of the year. That record's going to be a blast in Germany as well. And as soon as you visit Berlin the next time, you please come here and visit me again so we can talk a bit more. It was a great pleasure talking to you guys. Und wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte bei St. Paul and the Broken Bones, der ruft mich jetzt an unter 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wer durchkommt, der kann sich schöne Soul-Musik reinziehen heute Abend auf der Bühne des Postbahnhofs von St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Thank you a lot again.
Thank Hope you to see so you much. Soon.
Thanks for having us.
All
Thank
the
us.
Best of luck for this record and for the rest of the year. And let's listen to Alabama Shakes, to one song of Alabama Shakes, because Ben's been doing a great job.
He's done a great job.
Okay, bye-bye.
We're okay with that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.